This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated 18 Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Mr. Modi inaugurated these Kendras through video conferencing from Darbhanga in Bihar, along with other developmental projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees. These Kendras will ensure availability of affordable medicines at railway stations for passengers. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the government is working with a holistic approach to strengthen the health infrastructure in the country. He said the government's focus is to provide affordable and free health care and medicines to people. The Prime Minister said 75,000 new medical seats will be added in the next 5 years. Mr. Modi said over 1,50,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs have been opened in the country for economically weaker sections. In Jharkhand, polling is underway peacefully in different parts of the state today for the first phase of assembly elections amidst tight security arrangements. The additional chief electoral officer, Dr. Neha Arora, said an estimated 29.31% voting was recorded till 11 a.m. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts are going to polls in this phase. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m. except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies where polling will be concluded by 4 p.m. Over 1 crore 37 lakh electorates will decide the political fortune of 683 candidates, including 73 women. Our correspondent Sanjeev Sharma joins us live from Ranchi. Sanjeev, what kind of enthusiasm do you see among the young voters in Jharkhand?
Valsa, apart from 65 lakh women voters, around 6,43,000 first-time voters are also playing an important role in this phase. They are not only increased the colors in the voting, but also by taking a selfie and their colorful attire, but also motivated the family members to use their democratic rights. The Election Commission has also made extensive arrangement to help the elderly, young and the young voters. School children have been deployed as volunteers. Along with pink youth and the young friendly polling stations, unique polling stations have been also set up in this time. And the art and culture of Jharkhand have also been displayed in this booth.
Right. Thank you, Sanjeev, for bringing us those details. The Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency in Kerala has recorded 27% polling till 11 a.m. after polling began this morning. Enthusiasm among voters is palpable as they are coming out in large numbers to exercise their franchise. Wayanad is witnessing a triangular fight between Priyanka Gandhi of the United Democratic Front, UDF, Satyan Mukheri of the Left Democratic Front, LDF, and Navya Haridas of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA. A total of 16 candidates are in the fray in Wayanad. In Telukara Reserved Assembly constituency, where six candidates are contesting, 29.36% of the electorate have exercised their rights till 11 a.m. Voting for the by-election is going on peacefully for all six assembly constituencies in West Bengal, except some stray incidents. At Madari Hat of Alipurduar's district, maximum 31.86%, and at Naihati of North 24 Parganas district, minimum 25.17% voting has been recorded this morning. Webcasting system is in place in all the booths. Other assembly constituencies where by-poll is being held include Harua of North 24 Parganas, Mednipur of Paschim Mednipur district, Sitai of Kuch Bihar district, and Tal Dangra of Bankura district of West Bengal. Campaigning has intensified for Maharashtra assembly elections, and leaders across political parties are campaigning in various parts of the state to garner support of the electorate. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah is going to address rallies in Dhule, Jalgaon, and Parbhani, while party president JP Nadda will be canvassing in Mumbai and Ahilya Nagar. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will be campaigning in Latur and Solapur, and Chief Minister of Telangana Revanth Reddy will address public meeting in Mumbai. The Supreme Court of India has ruled the executive cannot act as the judiciary in determining the guilt of individuals by demolishing their properties. In a significant judgment on pleas challenging bulldozer action by authorities against accused individuals, the court stated any demolition without proper authorization would be considered arbitrary. And with that, we end this news bulletin.